Fiona is here with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
All of the papers in the Republic carry pictures of O.J. Simpson on their front pages this morning. The Irish Times and Irish Independent both run with images of him trying on a pair of blood-stained gloves during the sensational trial in 1995, in which he was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. The Irish Daily Mirror, meanwhile, opts for a shot of him during another trial in 2008, which resulted in him receiving a 33-year sentence for armed robbery and kidnapping, although he only served 9 years in prison. A still from the infamous car chase in LA in 1994, which was carried live on television, is carried on the front of the Irish Daily Star. And that paper also quotes Gloria Allred, the attorney who represented the Brown family, saying, "I don't mourn for O.J. Simpson," and a sentiment expressed by reality star Caitlyn Jenner, whose former wife had been a friend of the couple, generates the two-word lead headline on the front of the Irish Sun, "Good riddance." For its lead story, The Independent leads with the line that a planned referendum on whether Ireland should join the Unified Patents Court, which would make it easier for Irish businesses to protect their ideas, is now in doubt. Fiona Sheehan reports that the vote, which was to have been held on the same day as the European and local elections on June 7th, may not take place now, since Simon Harris is wary of giving anti-EU activists a platform which could lead to it being defeated. The secret last-minute change that gifted Fianna Fáil a Fine Gael ministry. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail over a story by Brian Mahan and Craig Hughes, dubbed as exclusive, which reports that a confidential memo circulated to ministers at Cabinet on Wednesday had stated that Fine Gael chief whip Hildegard Nocton was to be appointed as minister for the Gaeltacht, but that an 11th hour decision was taken by the Taoiseach, unbeknownst to some of his senior aides, to give the role to Fianna Fáil's Thomas Byrne. For its lead story, The Times reports on the Irish government's efforts to build support for the formal recognition of the state of Palestine. The Irish Examiner leads with that new directive, which you'll have heard about in the bulletin, instructing all uniformed Gardaí to do 30 minutes of high visibility road policing in every shift. And there's another story about policing on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. We're told that a new report, based on a survey of more than 4,000 PSNI officers, found that many of them believe that a two-tier disciplinary system exists in the force. Elsewhere this morning, a number of today's papers report on the appointment of Theresa Newman, the sister of former Fine Gael TD Kate O'Connell, as a special advisor to the newly promoted Higher Education Minister Patrick O'Donovan. Ms Newman had been seconded from the Communications Division in the Office of Public Works. Olivia Kelly has a piece in today's Times about Dublin City Council and the Land Development Agency's plan to build almost 400 apartments along the Grand Canal in Dublin. The development will be located on the site of the old water filtration ponds, which were once used by Guinness when the stout was brewed using canal water. The Star reports today that from next month, the RTÉ crime drama Kin will be streamed on Netflix. And finally, Helen Bruce reports in today's Mail about fears that new security protocols at Dublin Airport may put an end to the 77-year-old tradition of planes being blessed on the runway. Father Des Doyle, who has been chaplain at the airport for 16 years, says, however, that he'll still find a way of carrying out his duty on any plane that an airline asks him to bless. Although he says that his preference is to conduct his blessings in the air or on the runway, he can also do it from inside the church in the terminal. "New rules can't stop me blessing aeroplanes," is the headline there.
Thanks, Fiona. It's 11 minutes past 8. After the break.